I don't know if I ever did this question or when was the last time I did it, but I love the question. If somebody give me an answer, it's very good. Somebody answer. Chana, but when Chana brought Shmuel to the Beis Hamikdash, when Chana had a whole conversation with Eli, and then she had more conversations, and she says, "Al nar hazeh et palalti, I davened for this child." So the Gemara brings a story. What did she mean, "I davened for this child"? Does anyone know the story in the Gemara in Brachas of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis? Okay, good, you know it. So you don't call out about it. But there's a story about this in Aflamed Aleph Amid Beis in Brachas. It's always good to look it up. Aladar Zed Palalti, Amar Belezer, Shmuel Mor HaLacha Fnei Rabbi Hava. Shmuel did a terrible Avera. The day Shmuel got there, he did a terrible Avera. He was Mor HaLacha Fnei Rabbo. It's the most interesting Gemara, because how old was Shmuel that day? What? You're 3 years old. You were 3 years old. But he was Mor HaLacha Fnei Rabbo, you're 3 years old. Shenemar, v'yishkatu as a par, they shechted the cow, v'yaviu as a nar el eli. Mishum de v'yishkatu as a par, haviu a nar eli. Because they shechted the cow, they brought the kid to Eli. What happened there? Ella, Amalhan Eli. Eli said, Kra'u Kohen, Lesi v'lishchot. Eli said, bring a Kohen to bring this carbon they were bringing there. Go get a carbon to shecht the carbon. Go get a Kohen to shecht the carbon. Chazan Shmuel, that Mahader Basa Kohen, l'mishchot. Shmuel, who was, thank you. Whoa. Oh, I got a green thing also. Oh. Now Shmuel saw that they were looking for a Kohen to shech this animal. They were looking for a Kohen. Amaluhu, Shmuel said, why do you have to find a Kohen to shech? Shechita bizar kshera. Shechita bizar is kosher. It's from this week's Parsha. This is Parsha. What do Kainim have to do? What do Kainim have to do? And what could the Zar do by a carbon?
Shechita.
What? The Zar does Shechita. The Zar does Shechita. And the carbon does, and the Kainim does? Okay, and the Kainim does? No, and the Kainim does Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zerika. And Akhtar Simurim. But the Kohen doesn't have to shecht. So Eli said, why are you guys looking for a Kohen? Just get any Zar to shecht. Aizu came to Eli. They brought him to Eli. Amalei, Menalacha. Eli said to Shmuel, how do you know this halacha? Amalei, Miksi v'shachet haKohen. Does it say in our pasuk v'shachet haKohen? V'kriva Kohen Ksiv. It says v'kriva haKohen. A Kohen has to do that avodas, but not shechita. Mekabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kuna. Mitzvah kuna is only from Kabbalah on. Kabbalah is rika. Mekan l'shechita shechshei bazar. Amalei, Eli said to Shmuel, Meimer shaper ka'amrit. You're saying good. You're saying good. Miu mar halach v'nei rabachat. But you mean mar halach v'nei rabach. But you're Mara of the Rabbi. I'm here. I'm Eli. How can you be Mara Lacha? V'chal Mara Lacha Nei Rabbi, Chayv Misa. You're Chayv Misa. This was unbelievable Gemara. They wanted to kill a three-year-old. But that's what it was. It was Mara Lacha, they wanted to kill a three-year-old. Shmuel. So they were going to kill Shmuel HaNavi. They were mamash about to kill Shmuel HaNavi. Asya Chana. Chana came running. I don't know if Chana was there, but Chana came running. Because Safka kamei, Hani ha'isha in seves imcha b'zeh. I'm that lady. I'm that lady who was here. Amala, shifki li. Eli said to her, leave me alone. The anshe, Ubina Rachman have Yavrach Rabba Minei. Listen, I'm going to kill Shmuel. And I'm going to daven to Hashem, they'll give you a smarter son than Shmuel. You'll get a better son than Shmuel. Okay? I don't know which mother would agree to that. But that's what Eli told her. Armalei, she said to him, El Hanar Hazed Palalti. No, I want this kid. El Hanar Hazed Palalti. I don't want any other child. I want this child. And Eli gave in, and Eli kept Shmuel HaNavi alive. We almost lost Shmuel HaNavi very easily. What? Who's that human Shmuel HaNavi? Yeah. Anyway, so now, I love this kasha I'm asking you. It's one of these, not my type of question at all. Okay? Are you with me here? I want you to listen to this question. You love this type of question. You can hear this question all over the place. There's a din that there's no halacha of mara lachne rabach lefrushe misura. If someone's going to do an avera, and your Rebbe's there, and the guy's about to do an avera, you'd say, hey, that's usser. You don't have to worry about saying halacha in front of your Rebbe. There's no halacha marifat ne'rabah. Now, Shmuel, this was ifrushe misura. Does anyone know why it was ifrushe misura? What isra was going to be done? Okay, I'll tell you what isra was going to be done. Just one second. What do you think for a second? The kaidim were arba begadim, right? One arba begadim was the avnet. What was the avnet? The belt. What was wrong with the avnet? There was something very wrong with the avnet. What? It was shatness. The kainim b'shas avoda were allowed to wear the avnet shatness. What?
I mean, everyone is.
No. It's only not your cousin doing avoda.
Right. Only doing your avoda. You cannot wear. You can't wear the belt. The avnet.
I have tzitzis.
What got to do with tzitzis?
No, I'm saying we all wear. We all wear shatness.
But what got to do with anything? They weren't allowed to wear shatnez. Now they thought a kayin must shecht. So they would wear. They wore the begadim for shechita. So Shmuel was ifrushe misura. Hey, all Shmuel was saying. Azar is kosher, therefore you're wearing shatnez.
No.
So why did they want to kill Shmuel? That's the question. Why did they want to kill Shmuel? Well, not now. You can't answer it now. Can't answer that.
No.
Yes?
Question what you said.
Yeah.
A kohen is allowed to wear shatnez when it does halacha, right?
So Shkita is halacha.
It's not necessarily a halacha for the kohen, just for him.
Avoda. You're allowed to wear by Avoda.
Yeah, but it is Avoda, but that's
what it is. What? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
If a Zara can do it, it's not Avoda.
Okay, so the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, yeah? What is he doing? He's shechting
like... Oh, special mitzvah Yom for the Kohen Gadol.
Oh, but he's still shechting.
But no, but it's a special... That's a mitzvah on him. Now you can't ask that question. That was his Avoda. That's Avoda Yom Kippur.
Okay, over there we specify, yeah?
Yeah.
Over the best yeah. I'm saying essentially it's only an issue to wear shatnez for a coin when he's not doing avodah b'cham.
Oh no! Also, let's say today. Let me tell you the halacha. The halacha is today. If we'd have the Beis Hamikdash and we'd have kabbanis, if a kohen would shecht wearing arba begadim, he'd be doing an avera. Wearing the avnich shro b'shas avodah.
Can we say it's
hashem? I'm not answering now. Okay. Anyway, that's the question. Pasuk Beis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Funny questions today. I was thinking, and funny ones came up. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'chol karbancha, karmincha, tzkach, v'melach timlach. Salt every carbon mincha. Really salt every carbon. Lotzashis melach bris alchem al mincha secha a kol karbancha takiv melach. All karbanos you have to salt. You have to salt all karbanos. The Gemara in Menachos, says, for here we learn that even Shabbos, you must salt the carbon even Shabbos. Rashi Menachos, I forgot which daf it was. Rashi Menachos says, why wouldn't you be able to salt? You have to salt your food on Shabbos. Why wouldn't you have to salt? Because salting is ibud, ma'abed. What's ma'abed? What? Processing leather. So salting is processing leather. So it's a deraisa. But since avodas are mutter on Shabbos, so you're allowed to salt on Shabbos. Okay? But we know, as long Gemara is about this, ein ibud ba'ochlin. There's no ma'abed on food. There's no to think. Therefore, why do we need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to salt on Shabbos when there's nothing wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with salting a carbon. Because you're allowed to make ibud on Shabbos of food. Ein ibud ba'ochlin. There's no such thing as ibud ba'ochlin. So why do you need a special pasuk? Gemara says we have the special pasuk here. Akar karbancha takiv melach even b'Shabbos. Why? What's usher about salting your carbon? What's usher about salting food on Shabbos? Okay. I have a funny question now. You might not understand it, but it's a good question. I always write down the wrong thing. One second. One second. We're talking about bringing a bird for a carbon. A bird stinks. It says, but bringing a bird for a carbon. Zuk Rashi in Peg Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. Nemer ba'of reich nechalach. Nemer behem reich nechalach. It says ba'of reich nechalach. It says behem reich nechalach. Lo malach echad hamar ve'echad hamayit. This is a famous saying. The saying I'm giving you is not a famous saying. What's the end of the saying? Echad amar v'echad amayit. What?
L'shem shemayim.
Right. L'bavach yichav marim l'shem shemayim. Whether you do it a lot, you do it a little, it doesn't make a difference as long as you have kavan l'shem shemayim. Now, can you bring a carbon without kavana? No. So, it seems that there's an extra kavana here. Echad hamarba ve'echad hamayit uvavachi mecham shem shemayim. In order to be a kosher carbon, it has to be shem shemayim. So what does it mean? As long as you're shem shemayim. If you're not shem shemayim, they're both nothing. So there must be something special here. There must be an extra shem shemayim. What's the extra shem shemayim here? Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, just a little muster. Okay, so there's the classic Balaturim, why is there a small aleph in Vayikra? So everyone knows what the Balaturim says. The Balaturim says, Moshe wanted to write Vayakar. What's Vayakar?
Right.
He happened upon Hashem, like by Bilam. By Bilam it says Vayakar, not Vayikra. So therefore, Moshe didn't want to write the Aleph. Hashem told him, but you must write the Aleph, because you're not Bilam, you're Moshe. And it's Vayikra. So Moshe wrote, okay, and Moshe wrote a small Aleph. Maybe people won't see it. So Moshe wrote a small Aleph, that's the Baal Turim, and maybe people won't see it. And then it says that, and the little ink that was left over, he put on his forehead, and that's why his face was shining and everything. But that's why Vayikra has a small Aleph. The question is, the first Rashi in the whole Vayikra, Vayikra Moshe, Uchol Dibros, Uchol Amiros, Uchol Tzavuyim, whenever it says Vaydaba Hashem Moshe, whenever it says Vayoma Hashem Moshe, whenever it says Vaytzav, Kadma Kriya, Rosh Akriba, there was always a Kriya, there was always a Kriya, it's always Vayikra. There was always a Vayikra first. That's what Rashi says. There was always a Vayikra first. So what's the question you have to ask yourself? So why does it say it here? And why does it say it anyplace else? Why does it say Vayikra anyplace else? Why when the Torah wants to tell us everything had a Vayikra? So we'll put Vayikra once. You should all know that every time it was Vayomer, every time it was Vaydaber, there was a Vayikra first. Then why did it say it here? Why did the Torah put it down here? Yeah, but so why here? Why did it say it anyplace else? So the Teretz is, the Baal Musa say, a Pasha Teretz. What is the, I'm not getting to karbanos yet, but what's the ikar of a karban? There's a pasuk. When a person brings a shlamim, he brings a shlamim, he gets chus for shlamim, the Gemara says. When a person brings a ola, he gets a chus for ola. It's a Gemara that's insulted, of hayim and beis. But the Gemara says, when you get chus for all karbanos, zivkei elkim, ruach nishpara. Zivkei Elkim is Ruach Nishpara. What's Ruach Nishpara? What's Ruach Nishpara? A broken person. What's a broken person? A real anav. You have to be a broken person in order to bring a karban. A karban is not, you bring a karban and that's tshuva. I bring a karban and I'm kapara. No. Your broken person brings a karban. But the main dicker of a carbon is not the carbon. The dicker of a carbon is you're another. You're breaking yourself. You're saying, Hashem, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I didn't listen to you. I'm a piece of garbage. I am nothing. That's the dicker of a carbon. Hashem, help me. I'm nothing. Everything must start with another. As it says in the next pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban Hashem. Adam ki yakriv mikem Hashem. If a person brings a karban Hashem, I think it's in Rav Shach Sefer, that just like by in Parshas Truma, it says that, you know, mikem, it's being a mishkan in you. It has to be mikem karban. You have to make a karban of yourself. What does it mean? Adam yakriv mikem karban. You have to be the first carbon. There has to be something before carbon. Before carbon is mikem. You have to kill yourself. You have to make yourself into nothing. You have to make yourself into a ruach nishbara. You have to be, I'm nothing. I am nothing. Then you can have a carbon. That's what carbonus in the base of English was all about. It was making yourself, I'm an eved to Hashem. I'm nothing. I'm an eved, you're like our eved kananis. I'm nothing. I'm your shevet, and that's called hakna. Then you can bring a carbon. Then the carbon works. But there has to be a ruach nishvara. Therefore, it's unbelievable. The Torah wants to tell us one vayikra, right? And then there'll always be vayikras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kabiyachol, says, I'm going to tell Moshe Vayikra right here. And he's going to write a small aleph. Because I know Moshe, he's going to write a small aleph. The small aleph shows make yourself small. The small aleph, Vayikra, the small aleph, I'm nothing. I don't deserve Hashem coming to me. I'm nothing. That's the soul of Karbanos. So it's here because of the small aleph. And that's why it's here. It's here because Hashem knew Moshe was a small aleph. That's why it's printed. That's why Hashem put a Vayikra here in the Torah to teach us two things. He teaches us that you have to have you have to be small. Aleph stands for Adam. You have to be small. You have to make yourself really small. Anava. So which Vayikra would you write? The one by Karbanos. By the one by Karbanos. That's very good. That's great. But in about 8 minutes, we're gonna run downstairs, and I'm gonna say Ashrei Yishev Yisachar, and the chazan's gonna start Ashrei Yishev Yisachar, and it's gonna be great. What's mincha instead of
carbon?
Carbon tamid. You're bringing the carbon tamid. You're bringing the carbon tamid. You're bringing karbanos. What did you do? Did you become a Ruach Nishpara? What did you do to yourselves? How would you have a right to even daven the way you are? That's the side of davening. First you have to become a Nishpara. You have to be Anav. Hashem, I don't deserve this. Hashem, I'm nothing. I'm just asking you, please do this for me. It's very important, a Ruach Nishpara before davening. Before you go to davening, think about it. Think who you are. Think what you are. That the davening will help. Okay. When you talk about kabbalas entirely, you know, like every single mafurish from Ishanim to Achranim ask, you know, what's this with karbanos? What is a karban? Does Hashem need an animal? No. Does Hashem need a dead animal? Does Hashem need a shekel animal? Hashem doesn't need your animals. So you have the Ramban and you have all other mafarshim. But the Sefer Chinuch says something very, very important. Very, very important. A person, if you really think about Hashem, if you really think about Hashem, you'll think about all day what Hashem does for you. Wow, look what Hashem does for me. Look, Hashem got me such a nice hafter sweatshirt. You know, look what Hashem does for me. Hashem's so great to me. A person thinks about Hashem. And you know, wow, Hashem gave me so much. Hashem does so much for me. I could see, I could hear, I could walk, I could talk. I'm in the land of college for men. And Hashem did so much for me. And I'm going to do an Aveira? You know, he asked me to do 613 things. Now, most of the things I can't do anyway, they're in Eitz Yisroel, they're based on Migdash, everything. So he asked me not to do some stuff. So he asked me not to do this. He does so much for me. I can't just listen to a couple of things? If a person would be a thinking person, he would listen. He wouldn't do the Averus. He wouldn't listen. But as the Sefer Chinuch says, what's our problem? We don't think. We just do. We just do. We don't think. We don't think before we do something. Who thinks about Hashem before we do something? We end up not thinking about Hashem. So the Chinuch says, what does stuff without thinking? An animal. An animal does something without thinking. That's an animal doesn't think. An animal just does stuff. You don't want to do stuff without thinking. Therefore, this midah that I have of doing things without thinking has a name. What's it called? Animal. It's called animal in me. You bring a carbon, Hashem, I'm shechting this midah. This idea of doing things without thinking, I'm shechting it, I'm destroying it. That's what the Chinuch says a carbon's all about. And again, today, when karbanos, we don't have karbanos, and we have davening, and davening is our kavanos, right? So what are we, so what are you supposed to think of yourself when you daven? I always say, at least think about the davening. At least do that. Your davening is by the carbon. And by the carbon, you have to think, I don't want to be an unthinking person. I want to be a thinking person. And then you don't think when you daven. At least think when you daven. Think about every single word that you daven. Think about it. And then think about, how could I do averos? And you're clapping yourself. You know, like as Rav Shalom Shradran once said in a drasha. He was dead before all you guys were born, right? You ever hear Rav Shalom Shradran? Okay, so I used to go to his drushes last time, Friday night in Meir Sharim. He once said something great. He once says, there I was walking in Gula, and I passed the store, and in the store window, there was a beautiful new Shtrimel and a beautiful new Bekesha. You know what Bekesha is? The long coat Hasidim wear on Shabbos. I'm looking at it, I say, wow, I wish I could have it. I'd look so good in it. When someone punches me in the chest, and then someone punches me again, and I hear someone saying, ki chatanu, ki pashanu. He understood that everyone's going to understand what he was saying. What was he saying? He was in Milosh Ben Esrei. In Milosh Ben Esrei, he was walking the store, yeah, and suddenly someone punches us. He was saying, sachanu, ki pashanu, you know? That's us. So when we start davening, we start thinking about other things, and you think, maybe someone's punching me in the chest. Everyone's going like this. What are you doing? You're punching yourself in the chest. Don't punch yourself in the chest. Svarim don't do that? So what does Svarim do?
We do B the way after.
Okay, okay. Anyway, sorry.
On a whole nother level. There's no more alcohol.
Chananya, you'll answer later, okay? That was war. That was war. Okay, but davening, think about your davening. You're going to say now, kikatanu, kipashanu. Think about it. Think about it. Having a carbon. Think about, hey, what am I doing? I have to think about this. I have to think about what I'm doing. Think about Hashem during the day. Just the last thing. I always say, I run in here. I drive here from the Jackie. Jackie's terrible. I'm usually sitting in Jackie. Then I run in and I whip on my tefillin and I say, Birchas HaShachar. And I finish Birchas HaShachar. You know what I just did? I just thanked Hashem for letting me talk and for letting me walk and for letting me see. And I remember I said it. Hey, did I say it? At least when you're talking to Hashem, think about it. The Birchas HaShachar is the most important things in the whole world. Every day, wake up in the morning, thank you Hashem, I can walk. Thank you Hashem, I can talk. Thank you Hashem, I can see. Thank Hashem, think about it. Have a great Shabbos.